Hello. This is Video Nasties. My name is Maxwell Haddad. Thank you for listening. Yes, I'm back. I took a short break, and I'm back for more Video Nasties action. I'm definitely out of the groove, so I need to get back into it. It's been an extremely stressful week. This will be a short episode. You know what? Before I even get into it, I need to take this hit. Somebody's just started setting off fireworks. Why is that happening? Fireworks for Christmas, unless somebody's shooting off a gun. Alright. You might notice a slight difference in tone. In my voice. I had a pretty bad scare this week. It was a family issue, a family emergency. I probably won't go into it too much, but my stepfather was having heart issues. He had to have surgery today, but he made it out of the surgery great. And he's doing really well, just some minor chest pain, but hopefully he'll be home tomorrow. So that's that. The other thing is, I'm basically out of weed. I got like a two-hitter packed. And then I get paid tomorrow, and that's when I'm going to pick up a fresh eighth. But I'm also still paying my mom and paying someone else who I'm not currently going to discuss on the podcast right now. So that's just what I'm dealing with. So I'm going to take this hit. I hope I don't, like, complain too much on this podcast. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have no issue with a podcast that is all complaining. And that's what this podcast is in some ways. But actually, that's not what this podcast is at all. This is a film discussion podcast. But I have no problem with complaining all the time. And if you do, fuck you. And if you got them, smoke. Chin chin. Wow, this is going to be like a legitimate two-hitter. I actually got a decent first hit off of it. And I can tell I'm going to be floating. But before I drift too far away, here's my pitch for a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. I know Seth Rogen is making that animated crap, but I say make it live action again. Bring back the live action, use stop motion and puppets for the effects, and make it a stoner hangout movie where the Ninja Turtles spend most of the time eating pizza, smoking weed, and hanging out in their dwelling. I also had another note. One of the Ninja Turtles... Oops. One of the Ninja Turtles has gone vegan, so they always order a vegan pizza for him. Just for him. Okay, these are my ideas. Nobody can rip this off. Seth Rogen, if you're listening, fuck you. You can't rip this off. Last night, I needed pick-me-ups. I needed cheer. I needed fun. I needed happiness. I literally couldn't watch anything about death or just anything like that, which is so strange for me because usually all I watch is stuff about death. But when you're faced with real death, especially if it's someone in your family, especially if it's someone in your immediate family, sort of. I mean, he's my stepfather, so it's stepfamily. But really what it is if some, God forbid, if something had happened the way it would have affected my mother is what really got to me. That's all I'm going to say about that, because I don't want to get too personal. So, how did I even get off on that? I don't even know. The weed is setting in. I'm like, yeah, I'm high. So, oh, what did I watch last night? Okay, that's what I was talking about. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and The Nightmare Before Christmas. I didn't finish The Nightmare Before Christmas. I did finish National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It was only the second time I'd seen that movie from start to finish, I think. I kind of love that movie. I love Chevy Chase without a qualifier. Not kind of. I love Chevy Chase. I think he's hilarious, and I think he's, like, a legitimately good actor. He never got the opportunity to do anything, like, really dramatic or serious. I would love to see him do that. I would love to see him do that now, actually. I don't really know what his deal is. He's, like, retired, or there's something up with him where he, like, doesn't do movies. And I also heard he's an asshole. I don't know. I would love to work with Chevy Chase, though. I would love to put him in a movie and have him give him, like, a real performance to do, to give. Have him give a real performance and have it be dramatic and serious. I just think he can make a sick comeback. I'm going to look him up, actually. I want to see what his deal is. But, yeah, so the other one I watched was The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is the Tim Burton movie, which I love. I've been watching it since I was a kid. I've seen it a million times. And I enjoyed it even more this time. Wait a minute, he was in something recently. Born 1943, Cornelius Crane Chase. Oh, he's in The Last Movie Star. God, he looks like shit. Maybe that's why he doesn't act anymore. I mean, he's also pretty old. 1943. He's still kicking, though. Let's see. Okay, so he was in Panda versus Aliens. I'm just kidding. I have no idea what the fuck that is. Yeah, he was in The Last Movie Star with Burt Reynolds. He was also in a movie called The Last Laugh with, it looks like, Richard Dreyfuss. Yes. Who, in this poster, looks so much like my stepdad, actually. It's not even funny. I might send that to my mom, actually. That's just, like, too fucking funny. I'm not gonna send it now. I'm too high. Okay. A Christmas in Vermont. Sounds lovely. Oh, God, they remade Vacation in 2015. Oh, my God, I bet this is awful. Oh my God, and they have two boys. Oh, never watching that. Okay, so he pops up in Hot Tub Time Machine 2, Hot Tub Repairman. You know what it is? He's probably just a rich old guy, and, you know, he does his cameos. He'll do, like, a shitty movie here and then. He plays the grandpa in Shelby, like, some shitty kids movie about a dog, like. He's in a movie called Lovesick. Oh, he's in fucking Community. That's what it is. Yeah, he is still acting, and he's still hilarious. So what the fuck was that guy talking about? He didn't retire. I mean, that show ended in 2015, but still. That's not that long ago. That's only 6 years. Anyway, he's still hilarious. Still a great actor. And National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is still a great Christmas movie. That's one of my favorite Christmas movies right now. So I recommend you all go out and watch it. That's going to do it for me. I'm keeping this episode short. I know it's weird. The last episode was almost an hour. Literally almost an hour. And this one is going to be about 10 minutes. But I don't have a lot of weed. And this week took a lot out of me. So I'm going to sign off, but I will be back tomorrow with more weed. Peace.